offense was clicking with the run game in the first half. What changed a little bit in the second half last week, or was it just going to the air a little more?
What'd you say?
The running game clicked really well in the first half last week. In the second half, what changed, or was it just a matter of you were going to the air a little more?
Yeah, they probably made some adjustments, just how the game went. Yeah, we stuck with what we needed to do to win the game.
Jay, what have you seen out of Nick this week in practice?
Yeah, I mean, he's been doing a good job of initiating the plan we want to go forward with for the game. Just executing, that's what practice is all about, working on the little things, details, getting ready for this game.
What does it mean getting you involved, not just in the run game, but the pass game as well, especially with those screens?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a good switch up, being able to use that out of the backfield and being another weapon in the passing game.
How tough is it to defend this offense when you have so many run concepts like the ones that you ran Saturday night against Atlanta?
Yeah, I think that we do a lot of good things well in our run game where we can be versatile and line up in different sets or whatever and give off different looks. So I think that because of our execution and being versatile, that we're able to use that to our advantage.
You were a little disappointed in your performance individually post-game. How's this week of practice been?
Yeah, it's been good. Just coming with laser focus. Another game in a free game season, so just getting ready for this game on Sunday.
Have the coaches been harping on ball security this week after, the running backs and the handoffs and for the exchanges weren't good last week?
Yeah, I mean, obviously us as running back room, we know that for us to win this game, we're going to have to make sure we don't have any giveaways, hold on to the ball and run hard. And so that's what's been our focus this week.
What does it mean to go against the number one ranked defense in order to get to the Super Bowl?
It doesn't matter, if it was them or if it was somebody else. It was another opponent in the way, of what we want to do. So all those rankings and all that stuff, it doesn't matter. They're just another opponent, and they're in the way of what we want to do.
With the rotation of running backs, how are you personally coming along as far as like finding your groove in the running game?
Yeah, just sticking, with the focus, understanding opportunities, just taking advantage of them. Sometimes it's more of a rhythm. Sometimes it's here or there. So just however it goes, just not getting down and just trying to stay in the game and staying, being always aware and ready to go at all times, basically, because just like you said, we switch up sometimes. So whenever my number is called, just being ready.
It's still only been a few months since you got here. Do you really feel, does this feel real to you? Do you have a place to live? Are you really here,
Yeah, I'm all settled. I've got my place, everything. It does feel weird, I would say, just of the schedule, just because for me personally, it hasn't really hit that it's, we have two games left or whatever, but because it still feels like just the regular season. We've just been in the routine of everything. But it'll definitely be exciting to go out there on Sunday night and just enjoying that atmosphere, the environment at the link, which is going to be amazing. Just getting ready to play biggest game of my career so far. It's exciting. I know we're all, just ready because we're so close, and it'd definitely be a shame not to get it done. So definitely excited for the opportunity.
When you look at a guy like Corey, I mean, how important is it, do you think, like for a guy like him to have a role in this offense as far as the running back rotation is concerned? And what kind of things do you think he does well in that?
Yeah, I think CC, he's a very talented guy, young. He's definitely got a good grasp of the game and how, his role is. And I think he does a great job in just understanding, that when his opportunity is out there, he really takes advantage of it. As you saw in this past game, his number was called and we needed some big plays out of him, out of the backfield, and he was able to execute. So I know for this game, for sure, we're going to need a lot more plays of that, as well as him running with that physical mentality, because he's a dog just like all of us in that RB room. We all preach and being dogs and punishing people and running through tackles, and he does that very well as well. So definitely going to need him to play a big role, as well as the other running backs.
At the same time, does that kind of like give you and LeGarrette like an advantage in that you guys can play more to your strengths? You don't I mean, I'm not saying that you can't do some of the stuff that Corey does, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, you guys can kind of focus on what you do best.
You know, at the end of the day, you know, we do get set plays in the game plan, obviously, but we're also all asked to run every play. We all asked to know every play, and at any point in time, we could be on the field when that play is called. So the mindset and mentality of him being in there thinking, oh, I can just, like, I don't have to worry about that. No, that's not really how it is. It's just when he's in, we're cheering for him. You know, he's got his plays, whatever it's called, we're hoping he executes. And it's the same for when I'm in. It's the same for when LG's in. You know, whatever's getting called, we have to execute it, and that's just our mindset.